Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gen to Win. It's the 15th of July and I'm working, but an email just dropped into my inbox that made me think of something that Roger Overall said in one of his podcast episodes of The Visual Storyteller. It was the one where he talked about showing the ugly side, the challenges on the journey to the brilliant end product, and he questioned why would he do that? Why would he show that to the client rather than just showing the client the glossy end result? And as I was listening to that, I thought, well, I wonder whether it kind of depends on what the client wants. Certainly, whenever I've been involved in getting quotes, there seemed to me that there's probably at least two types of clients. I think they're probably those, and I've always been on that client side, where, you know, the aim is just to get the job done and get it done as cheaply as possible. And the rest, you know, in the end product, we don't care too much, you know, as long as it looks all right, that's fine, but it needs to be cheap. And I think those kind of people will probably be persuaded by a glossy end product. But I think then there are also those kind of clients who have a certain idea, they have a certain project, and they want to get it just right. And so price, the actual price is secondary to them. It's more about getting value for money, because they need their idea realized, and they need the skills, the craft of a professional. They need an artist to tell their story. And I think those people would probably be put off or intimidated by the glossy end result. Plus, it doesn't really tell them very much about what that professional can do for them and their project. So for them, it's probably very helpful to have the personal journey of the artist, because that makes it more human to them. You know, we all know that the media love human stories because, you know, that's what sells papers. People are interested in hearing about other people's personal experiences. So I think something like that can bring an artist closer to a client, if the client realises, you know, the craft that goes into it and how it's done. And I certainly always find that very interesting to look behind the scenes and see how a piece of art came about. And then also it will tell the client more about, you know, how is that professional approachable? You know, do they feel they can build up a rapport with them? And that will be very important to persuade them whether they think they can, whether they can tell their story through that professional, whether they will entrust their project to that particular person. So I feel telling the story along the way could be a unique selling point for the right sort of client. But it also made me think of something that Paul Armani talked about a while ago, the Johari window. And this is something I'd never heard of this before, so I had to look this up. But it's very clever, actually. They use it a lot in psychology and self-help groups, etc. And it's all about things that are known to us ourselves, and how we are seen by others. So the window is basically it's grouped into four areas. So there's things that are known by us and also known by others. That's called the open arena. Then there are things that are known only by us, but they're unknown to others. That's what's called the facade. So that's what where we're hiding things from others, basically. And then there's the things that are unknown to us, but they're known by others. And it's that particular area that I was thinking of when I saw this sales email. Because the sales email, and then obviously the fourth arena is things that we don't know and others don't know about us. And those are the very interesting ones, because when we try out new things, we learn new things about ourselves. Back to the one where we don't know things that others see in us, which is called the blind spot on here. And because the sales email was talking about, you know, next time you make a sale, why don't you ask your client what exactly persuaded that client to go with you? You might get a great testimonial out of it, but also it might really surprise you what they say about what they liked about your business. And I thought that was a very interesting one, you know. And also conversely, it says if you didn't get the sale, you know, tell your client that you really appreciate their time, and maybe ask them, you know, why did they not go for you? And again, it said, you know, you might be really surprised by the answer, because, you know, you might have a certain impression of why you think it didn't work out, but it might be a completely different issue for them. And sometimes it might even be something that you can address and still make a sale after all. And I thought that's actually a very interesting concept for a business, because I think businesses, and this is the whole glossy thing again, you know, the I'm sure the business tries to portray something and portray itself in a certain way, but is this actually the way that others see it? So I think that's also quite an interesting one, to see what do the clients actually think of that. So that's just some rambly thoughts that popped back into my head after seeing this email. Not entirely sure why they send it to me. I'm not in sales. I thought it was actually applicable in quite a variety of scenarios. That's why that's quite interesting anyway. Anyway, thank you for listening. You still are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.